Let's take a trip back in time. The date is Monday, September 10th, 2001.
The topic today is an adversary that poses a serious threat to the security of the United States of America.
That's the voice of then-Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld.
With brutal consistency, it stifles free thought, crushes new ideas, disrupts the defense of the United States.
He wasn't talking about Al-Qaeda or some other foreign threat. The threat was coming from inside the Pentagon.
The adversary is closer to home. It's the Pentagon bureaucracy.
The defense secretary called the press conference upon learning that the Pentagon could not track $2.3 trillion in transactions. The money had seemingly vanished from the books, totally unaccounted for.
And let there be no mistake, it is a matter of life and death.
That evening, Rumsfeld's press conference was the top news across the networks. But hours later, the world would wake up to Tuesday morning, September 11th, 2001.
Jim, just a few moments ago, something believed to be a plane crashed into the South Tower of the World Trade Center.
Here in New York City, it happened just a few moments ago, apparently. We have very little information available.
Our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
After that, everything changed. And the threat Rumsfeld was talking about, that poor accounting inside the Pentagon, well, it went on, but the topic faded from public view. This is Politics with Amy Walter from The Takeaway, and today, a look at the costs of our military and how the Pentagon is accounting for what it's spending. It wasn't until years after that Rumsfeld press conference, in December of 2017, that the Pentagon announced it had been ordered to complete its first ever audit in its history. But just weeks ago, we learned that the firms hired to do it said they couldn't complete the audit. It just can't be done, they said. Why? Because the Pentagon's books are a mess of irregularities and mistakes. It's all part of a new exclusive for The Nation magazine by investigative reporter Dave Lindorf. In that piece, he writes that the DOD, the Department of Defense, has literally been making up numbers in its annual financial reports to Congress, representing trillions of dollars worth of seemingly non-existent transactions, knowing that Congress would rely on those misleading reports when deciding how much money to give the DOD the following year. In other words, nobody knows how much money is being spent at the Pentagon or where it's being spent. I asked Dave how he figured all this out.
Well, first of all, I can't take credit for getting those numbers of the what the Pentagon internally refers to as plugs in their financial statements, because this was the work of a professor at Michigan State University, Mark Skidmore, who heard some numbers that didn't make sense to him and decided to research it. So he got a hold of all of these reports over 15 years that the internal auditor of the Pentagon, the Office of Inspector General, had done over the years. And he totaled up all of these plugs that were not, they call them unsupported adjustments that were made. And they totaled $21 trillion over 15 years. This is on the assets and liability side. It's an amazing thing. I mean, you just don't do that in accounting.
So when you say plug, what you're saying is, all right, if we're doing our balance sheets and we see, we took this much in and this much went out, that doesn't match up, I'm going to have to basically plug in a number to make that number work.
Yeah, that's right. So they just make it up. And this was said to me over and over by people inside the operation and people who had been there and who had since retired. Jack Armstrong, who was the senior director of audits at the Office of Inspector General for the Pentagon, told me that the financial statements that the DOD hands to Congress each year when they're asking for more money, should say, you know, these are garbage, which is what he said they are.
Now, earlier this year, I guess it was in November, the long-awaited audit of the Pentagon was finally completed, and yet it actually wasn't completed because they couldn't actually finish it. So can you tell me what your reporting is finding and what the audit of the Pentagon discovered and how those two things work together?
Well, first of all, let's look at that failure, which is what the Pentagon is admitting it was, to have its first audit really means. Patrick Shanahan, the undersecretary who went out and talked to the press after they had to admit that the audit was a failure, said we should get credit, though, for having even done it. And in fact, they've been stonewalling Congress for 26 years, refusing to put their books in shape to be audited, refusing to do it, and getting chastised by people like Senator Grassley. He calls it stonewalling. So to say they should get credit for finally doing it, they were forced to do it by Congress finally, which allocated $900 million to do it. And it was a failure. I was told by Asif Khan, who heads the National Security Finance Audit Unit at the GAO, 2 months before this was announced, that there would be no real audits. There would simply be thousands of deficiencies reported in a long list of things that would have to be fixed before they really would be able to do an audit. This was such a failure that, you know, it's like Enron on steroids. If any company had a failure as epic as this, its stock would tank.
So why isn't this a bigger deal?
It should be a bigger deal. This should have been a moonshot landing headline on the New York Times, Pentagon fails first audit. If you think about it, more than half of all discretionary spending for the federal government goes to the Pentagon. It's by far the largest line item in the federal budget, and it can't be audited. We don't know how they spend their money. And if this happened, imagine the explosion in Congress and in the media if this had happened in the Department of Health and Human Services or the Department of Education or the EPA, God forbid. Congress would go ballistic. But no, there's no response from Congress to this. There's no it hasn't even made the front page of the Times.
Is this because the military is seen as sacrosanct and that it is not to be criticized, or is there something else going on?
I think that's a big part of it. I mean, if you think of like Chuck Spinney, whistleblower who wasn't secret, who went public while he was working at the Pentagon, exposing massive waste and fraud at the Pentagon during the 80s, during the first term of the Reagan administration, he ended up on the cover of Time magazine as their man of the year. And that just doesn't happen now. There's no interest in the media. You guys are an exception to reporting on this kind of thing and recognizing its seriousness. And there was a different Congress. They were holding hearings on these frauds at the Pentagon at that time, and they don't do it now. So I have to say, since 2001, I think in Congress certainly, and also in the media, there's a fear of attacking the Pentagon and military spending because the next thing you hear is that you're not supporting the troops.
Now, this audit looked at different agencies within the Pentagon. Some of them, quote unquote, passed the audit. Others did not. But the conclusion was that they weren't arguing that there's massive fraud going on or that people are taking money and out of the Pentagon and using it for nefarious purposes. Do you agree with that, that this is simply about mismanagement and this is about, you know, trying to keep track of all of this money is really hard and they don't have the right systems in place and eventually we'll get to it. Just give us a few more years and we'll figure out how to trace this money better.
It's complete baloney. First of all, the claim that they have systems that don't talk to each other and, you know, that they have legacy systems has been said by them since the mid-90s when people were still using K-Pro computers. You know, they've had a chance with their incredible budgets to buy, you know, a couple of Watson computers and put them on the system and to get it all right. But over all these years, they have not done that. And I was told by people that you have to believe at this point that this is by design. They don't want their budgets audited. And a part of the reason for these plugs is also, I think, simply to make their financial statements impenetrable. And I'm not the one who's saying that. I'm basically quoting people on the inside and people who've retired. And the other part is that the head of the National Security Audit Unit of the GAO, Asif Khan, who talked to me on the record, mentioned something that I don't think anybody knows in this country. It's just not reported. The GAO has the Pentagon for years listed on its list of high risk for fraud, abuse, and waste. And that's astonishing. That should have people up in arms, to have such a giant part of our budget way up on the list for high risk of fraud, abuse, and waste. Nobody gets prosecuted or even fired for these horrible accounting failures.
At one point, Professor Skidmore found that $21 trillion of Pentagon financial transactions between 1998 and 2015 could not be traced, documented, or explained. What does he think happened to that $21 trillion? Is that being used, does he think, in ways that are nefarious?
Hiding
it on purpose? Okay.
Mark thinks some of it may be, and he may be right, but not very much. And secondly, remember, we're talking about plugs. They're made up numbers. They're not real money. There could be some real money in it because we won't know. We don't know. But we do know that they're making up these numbers.
How are we ever going to find out, will we ever find out, what those plugs really are and what they're really doing or not doing?
Well, according to Asif Khan and other accounting experts who've worked in the Pentagon, we're not going to get a real audit of the Pentagon for years, even if the Pentagon is dedicated to getting it done. That if they really wanted to do it, it'll take several years. And the reason for that is, to do an audit, you need to have reliable prior year numbers. And they don't have prior year numbers going anywhere going back. So they really have to go forward trying to get the numbers right for several years before they can even have a real valid audit. And that's assuming the best, which I would not do. I think these guys really don't want, they've made it clear for, you know, decades that they don't want to have people looking.
Okay, Dave, but here's my question. So if we don't know how much is being spent because the numbers are made up, at the same time, we're being told that there's not enough spending on the military, and it's been hollowed out for the last few years. There was a congressional agreement called the Sequester that froze spending levels domestically and for the military. And now, as a result, we're not prepared, and there's a lack of military readiness. So what's your reaction to all that?
Well, let's look at, there's two parts to this story. It's a little bit off track on the article, but I think it's important. There's really two issues here. Why do we even have such an enormous military budget when, you know, it's 37%, I think, at the last count of the entire military spending of the globe is spent by the U.S.? Russia's, for instance, often considered to be our primary adversary, and their spending has been going down. They actually spend less per year than Saudi Arabia, if you can believe that. That's according to the National Priorities Group that does that kind of research. And where we spend more than the seven other next top countries, that varies year to year, but it's about seven now, I think, going forward. And some of those are our allies. So it's really a ludicrous amount to spend. But then, you know, the second question is, when you look at what I was researching in this article, the Pentagon has been jacking its budgets year on year by these fraudulent numbers, which they submit to Congress each year as the current year's spending and prior year's spending when they're asking for more money. So if they jack it, which they are doing through these plugs, then Congress looks at that and says, oh, they spent that much last year and that much the year before. We have to give them more. They're asking for more. Well, we should give them more because it's the next year. So I would say it's a complete failure. And meanwhile, the opportunity cost to this country, as I quoted Eisenhower saying, is enormous. It's schools that aren't being built. I mean, just here in Philadelphia, we have a disaster of an education system because we can't get the money to fund education for our kids in the fifth largest school district in the country. We have crumbling infrastructure. We really need this money, and we're not strong, And peace through strength is by having a, you know, a solid, well-built country with a well-educated populace and the minimal poverty. It's not having a gigantic army sucking the lifeblood out of the taxpayer.
Well, Dave Lindorf, thank you so much for coming and talking to us about all of this.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Dave Lindorf is an independent investigative reporter and contributor to The Nation. You can read his article in the January 7th, 2019 print edition of The Nation magazine on stands mid-December.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.